Hi, I'm Dr. Tiffany M. Smith, owner of Aroma Functional Nutrition Psychiatry.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I have some game that you could really use. We all could. I always tell you guys about mental health. Therapy has never hurt anybody. It's never killed anybody. We'll say that. I'm waiting for you guys to tell me wrong. But today, I have somebody who is a mental health expert. That is Dr. Tiffany M. Smith. She's going to give us the game. The things that we don't know, we're out of, pandemic, y'all, still. People are still sick. You see more masks going now. I don't know what's going on. We got leprosy in Central Florida, so I'm staying away from there. I'm in South Florida. But she's going to give us the game on mental health. Take notes for you, a family member, a friend, even a frenemy. Dr. Smith, welcome to Diversified Game. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you for having me. I am so excited to be here. You know, I want to first share with you my journey, because I am an integrative and functional psychiatric nurse practitioner. So that's a big mouthful. So I want to break that down a little bit. So integrative means, okay, well, let's start at the beginning. When you think of mental health and our healthcare system, we think about pills and therapy. And that's pretty much your options, right? It stops there. Oh my God, I'm struggling. I think I'm losing my mind. I need to go see somebody, right? And you're really at like your lowest point in life, and then you go see someone. If you see a psychiatrist, it's going to be medication. And then if you see a therapist, you're going to have to talk therapy or whatever works for you there. And it seems like that's it. Those are the cures for mental health. But I am here to give you more options, to unlock, unleash, give you the secrets to how you can really leverage really good mental health. Now, I started out being trained as a traditional psychiatric nurse practitioner, which is the nurse version of a psychiatrist. But in my journey, I got skewed to the left and became this integrative and functional psychiatric nurse practitioner. Now, when I say integrative and functional, what that means is that I seek the root cause that someone has mental health. I don't go straight for medication. So I'm going to identify who you are as a person. I'm going to listen to you and understand what's important to you and understand your life. And then we'll be able to identify what's really going on here. Now, for me, I named the company Aroma Functional Nutrition Psychiatry because those are modalities I use, and I'll share more about that in a minute. But for you, you might be a yogi and love yoga. You know, Kellen loves to swim. That can be a part of his treatment plan. And so that's the integrative part, integrating different various modalities that's going to help you feel good about you and help you move forward. Because how many times are you told, given instructions by the doctor, and it goes something like this? Hey, you need to decrease your salt, decrease your fat, and you need to exercise more. And that's it. Right? And so do you do it? you got to tell me a little bit more, right? Because that bacon calls my name. So you have to educate more and meet people where they are and show them how someone can be healthy for them. So functional means that I understand the function within the body and can identify the dysfunction. So a lot of us may hear of cortisol being increased when you're stressed, but may not really understand the effects on the body. And so if someone has, for example, lifetime trauma, lifetime stress issues, your body isn't the same. You know, you could have decreased thyroid production, even though your labs look good, it could still be suboptimal. You can have decreased melatonin and serotonin because the cortisol takes all of that away. So understanding the function within the body is another way of getting to the root cause. But let me tell you how I got here real quick. I am married and my husband is a combat veteran. And over time, he started having an increase in pain to the point where he was really almost bedbound. And so our quality of life was just decreasing. We were leaning into the healthcare system, but the options that were available were not increasing our quality of life. An example would be how he take muscle relaxers, but the muscle relaxers, while he's in pain, he's also asleep. So he's not engaged in his life. We're not living our lives together. You know, we're not in our best space. Other options were invasive. And so he said, forget it. I don't want none of our healthcare system. We got to figure this out. And we're both healthcare professionals. We've been trained in our healthcare system. What are we supposed to do? So that's when we had to start a journey of learning more. And I identified aromatherapy as being a way to help him because he didn't want anything invasive. He doesn't want any pills, you know, got all of this criteria. And aromatherapy was an oil. You know, it's something I could rub on him. So no one was telling me how to use essential oils. So I went to school and got a degree so I can be an aromatherapist. And in that program, you had to create blends and create case studies. So I'm using different blends on him. And in that, he started to get up. He's up out of bed. Now we're going to the grocery store again. He didn't think this oil was going to work. He says, how can you take me from a 10 to a 0? And that's better than Percocet. That's better than OxyContin, codeine, whatever. It was better than all of that for him because he didn't have those side effects. And he gets the benefit of me taking this oil and massaging it on him, right? We get our quality time together. So he got bonuses with it too. And so now he's back in life. And so the next thing is, how do we make sure we don't go back there? And that's when we started looking at lifestyle. We're looking at what we're eating, how we're moving, and all of that. And in that, I got the education for lifestyle and functional medicine. And we put all of this together because not only did he have pain, but he also had PTSD exacerbation, depression and anxiety, because he's not living the life that he wants to live. And then also sleep disturbances. But we were to address all of that through these natural means. And now here he is today, he's remodeling our ranch, you know, and just living life in the fullest, loving the outdoors, and our life is back. But what I found was people in my traditional practice were having similar issues. And so I took that education and I brought it into my own practice called Aroma Functional Nutrition Psychiatry.
Wow, wow. Can you tell the people, you know, I'm interested to know, did you know him before combat, before his service?
No. No, okay. this was after Desert Storm, Desert Shield, after he had been back for a few years and then started having increased pain and discomfort.
Okay. And I just had to ask, because, you know, there's people who will hear this and it's a lot of times, you know, people say, well, if you would have known this person beforehand, whatever their trauma was, you'd understand, like, this person isn't, you know, this isn't off, because it's soldiers. It's, again, coming out the pandemic. It's healthcare providers. Mm-hmm. Folks' minds have, some people have, like, really been impacted. They've seen too much death. They've seen too much trauma, friends, coworkers, here today, gone tomorrow. And it takes a very patient person. And I'm glad that you said, you know, she's married, y'all. So I always have to say that, Dr. Smith, let me know, because people don't have, like, the patience sometimes. What are there any particular, besides soldiers and healthcare professionals, law enforcement, firefighters, are you seeing an uptick in other people who are coming to you saying we need help? I don't know if it's teachers as well, construction, who is, like, who do we not expect is, you know, needs services, and they need to come to you because you won't push medicine first.
You know, honestly, it's not just this modal, this expert or that expert. It is everybody. I see everybody in every profession, because it's not the profession. It's the profession plus your life. And so you could be a kindergarten teacher and are breaking down. I mean, I've had teachers, like you kind of mentioned teachers, yeah, but it's not the kids. Well, let me tell you this, you mentioned COVID. I had teachers that the masks brought, not just teachers, but the mask brought trauma. It took them back from being bonded or, you know, certain traumas in their past, wearing the mask all day when they had to. So it's everywhere. So one of my sayings is that mental health is everything, but everything is mental health. And so it's every aspect of our lives is going to affect how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about living, how we feel about who we are. And then it also taps into our belief systems that taps into our mental health. But is there any particular occupation that stands out? I have to say no. I think I see them all. Your obvious, your teachers, I got car sales managers, grocery store clerks, just everybody. Anybody that deals with anybody, and anybody that's working from home isolated, I get a lot of that. So it is pervasive. It is just everybody throughout I see.
Wow. And I appreciate you not doing medicine first. I tell the story sometimes on here when I was looking, when we relocated to Florida, and I'm looking for someone who looks like me, who can, you know, do therapy. Every psychiatrist I spoke with, first meeting, I can't get past the first meeting. You didn't need medication. I don't want to help you. And you're like, huh? Because I don't need medication, just after talking to me, what if I do need it, but I have a good mask, right? And thank God you say I don't, but working in mental health and providing services in the past, maybe I know what to say, but so many psychiatrists, see, I'm calling out y'all Black psychiatrists out here in South Florida. I'm calling all of you, because I spoke to all of you, and every single one of them that I spoke to, Black men, no, you don't need medication. I don't want to help you. So I'll say it's rare, at least for me, to hear that. And I finally found somebody. But, a lot of times healthcare providers are, that's just drug dealers, especially in the Black community. Ain't nobody trying to take no drugs. Everything is fentanyl, the way, you put it. Are they teaching that in school, or is that something when you come out, depending on who you work with or for, that they tell you push the drugs first? Why do you think healthcare providers are not?
That's the way we are taught. It's all about that algorithm of this med works best here. You use this med here, this med here. It's just, you're just this algorithm, and our healthcare system is taught to treat acute things. You come in distress, we're going to give you something to help you get out of stress. You come in with a headache, we're going to give you an anti-headache. You come in sad, we'll give you the anti-sad. You come in with anxiety, we'll give you the anti-anxiety. So we're just it's what they call an ill for a pill. You come in with this symptom, we're going to give you something, because it's based on getting you out of that distress sooner than later. It's not about health promotion, chronic disease management. And so that's where I'm like, I knew going in, coming out, and I was going to do something different. My husband just helped shift it and made it, it actually happened in my life where I needed to. He was the impetus, the catalyst, and put the pedal to the metal for me. So for me, it's all about what you can do to help your mental health and well-being. What you can do to be the best you can be. Because when you come see me, a lot of times you're going to say, I'm thinking of a particular client, she's distressed, she's crying, she feels completely broken. But in our conversation, I'm hearing you have an issue with your relationship and where you are in life and your career. And that was it. And so once we start digging into that, and so now her prescription was more therapy, and really identifying how she's looking at her life and her relationship. And that was the answer for her. No medication. But if she cried anywhere, she gonna get that anti-cry pill, And so, but that's not what she needed. She just got stuck in trying to navigate life. And so a lot of times what I'm finding most importantly that we need is community. We need a safe place to talk, or we need a provider, a professional we can talk to and just get it off our chest. Because a lot of times it's just our perspectives, our beliefs that gets us mucked up in the head, and we don't know how to move forward. And it creates that distress within us where we don't feel aligned, and now we're anxious, depressed, because we're not being or doing what we know we should.
Now, you talk about community, and online, there's a big community of people who are everything from, they'll tell you, I'm like a doctor, I'm their philanthropist, they can astroturf, they have every solution for everything. But, you know, it's something about being tested and then being able to put the letters in front or behind your name. Can you tell the people your ideal clients, and do they have to be in the state of Nevada, and what that price range at this point could be if they wanted your services? Because people, you know, they'll ask me and I rather them say, go to the interview and check it out.
Well, ideally, because lifestyle is the most important thing, I've created a program to help you put in place those lifestyle habits that you need. Because some people can come see me and I'm like, well, you're eating crap, you're in a stress job, you know, the relationship isn't good. It's some of those basic things that really is what they need. And then the mental shifts as well. And when you pay for me, it's like, I want something more, but that's what you're bringing me that you need to help you. So ideally, I would want you to go through my program to kind of clean your body out, give your body what it needs. So that dysfunction can naturally heal. You know, if your cortisol levels are high and you're just everywhere, you feel like you have ADHD and bipolar, and you really start to self-love and you start to take care of yourself and give yourself what you need, I want to catch what's left. I think that then you say, okay, I've done all of these things, but I'm still having these anxiety tendencies. I'm still feeling compulsive. I'm still having these nightmares. And then now we're going to deal with some more functional root cause and perspectives and clean that up. And then you'll be good to go. Then you just see me for tune-ups, you know, every now and then. So that's ideally the journey. But it also depends at what point and how distressed are you. You know, are you feeling super broken? It's hard to do your job. You can't be there for your family. You're hiding in your room. You're calling off work. You know, you are not who you were in the beginning. That would require an evaluation. And then we'll go ahead and see where to go from there. And when I look at people, I'm looking at from birth to now, because everything matters. Everything counts. Everything is mental health. Cost-wise, so you have to go to my website and come do a consultation. I'll do a discovery call and then we create the plan for you, because there's different entry points in how you can work with me. So I'm not going to give any specifics, but I think that you got to look at yourself and look at your life first and where you are. And then ask yourself some questions. So if you engage with me on social media, on my app, go through my program and really dig into you, you know, that's great. If you're really distressed and you're like, look, I can't find anybody in my area. I'm licensed in Arizona, Nevada, and Washington, but I can do a consultation. It'll be a non-provider consultation. I'm not going to be your provider, but I can definitely give you feedback. And that would be, we do a 15-minute call, see what you need, and then we can do an assessment and I can give you recommendations, but I'm not your provider. So that's how I can do that in states I'm not licensed in. But I think engaging with my content, I try to put spotlights on different areas of your life. So you can be like, you know what, that's the problem. That doggone, them kids, you know, or anything, you know, it might just come to you what you need, because we want to calm that nervous system so you can hear yourself tell you what you need. And sometimes it is medication, but a lot of times we can utilize natural holistic supplements and remedies and modalities that can help you be the best you can be. So I'm not giving specifics, but you know how to reach me and get in contact with me if you need some help.
And any other questions you guys have, if she takes insurance or if this and that, it's all on the website. Go check it out. You don't have to, you know, ask. You can see it beautifully on the website. But I wanted to get that out the way. Let me ask, does it bother you at all you know, you have people like in TV shows, which you could have a great TV show with your story, you and your husband. But when you see TV shows like Ayana Fix My Life, and somebody's giving advice and they're just, you know, giving it because they're Oprah's friend or they know somebody, does that bother you? Because here you are, you know, there are certain states you can provide for, but they can provide for the whole world. And not to pick on Ayana, but again, there's a lot of these gurus online. The only qualification some of them have is maybe they are, you know, a great speaker, beautifully dressed. Maybe they have a record or something of a felony or two or three. You guys know what I'm talking about. And they've learned how to con the game all that time. But does that bother you at all?
Does it bother me at all? So I want to say... I want to say no, because I believe that we have our path and things are given to us in a divine way. I'm not bothered by somebody conning, but it just makes me feel like I need to make sure I'm out there doing my part. I'm like, if that con man can be a multimillionaire giving out that balloon juice, you know, I need to really get out there and let people know the truth and who I am and what I have, because I'm sincere, I'm authentic, you know, and I think I can make more of a difference. And it pushes me to be better and to spread my word and get my word out there, because it's a lot of stuff out there that, you know, isn't as helpful as can be. But I think that sometimes it may get a person start to thinking when they hear some things or have a conversation, they may start to self-assess and move forward, but it motivates me to be the best I can be and be out there just as much as them. If you're going to have that out there, you need to have me out there too.
So we put the TV show in the air. You guys know I'm going to try to find another influencer in this interview right now. So she'll get an invite so she can go on, you know, where I like to send influencers and help them grow. With the success that you've had and the best is yet to come, you know, folks will hear, oh, babe, Dr. Smith, all that money she got, she should be doing this for free. I'm going to get there, y'all. What is your community give back that you're doing or that you would like to do?
Okay, so I have some areas. One is maternal mental health. And maternal mental health is very important to me because, one, I'm a mom, but then two, a client came to me and was like, I'm pregnant, I want to get off all my meds. And I'm like, okay, this can be very dangerous, just getting off meds. But I get it. And I had to reflect on my own journey as a mother. And I'm seeing that there are not a lot of providers that can offer maternal mental health care, and having the functional background and understanding where their bodies are and meeting them, I can help them naturally. So maternal mental health is one of my focuses. And in that, you know, I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and on the board to help promote Emma. I am the representative for the people of color, and helping build and bring out more of that awareness of maternal mental health. And so last year, I conducted a walk in the state of Nevada for maternal mental health awareness called Climb Out the Darkness. And I speak a lot on things like this podcast about maternal mental health. Another area that I have a passion for, and not to mention our own culture, you know, I speak to our culture. And what I've done in the past, and I'm kind of retweaking and struggling, is I partnered with a nonprofit here called Make It Work Nevada that focuses on reproductive justice. And I would do a monthly class where it was more your therapy kind of base. We're talking about how to quit having, you know, negative thoughts and moving yourself forward. We talked about generational trauma, but I did that for 18 months. And I want to kind of restructure and retweak that for our community. And then the third area of specialty is the LGBTQIA+ community. I did my doctoral project on mental health competency for mental health providers in this topic, and gender affirmation. So those are my three topics. And so in those areas, I want to provide more education. I'm looking So I'm looking for more grants and ways I can promote more in those areas for free. I was just speaking with someone about federally qualified healthcare centers and how maybe I can pull grants and lean more into that. But, you know, it's the thing is time and money, and I got to balance it both. But I do give of my time to help build and support our communities, those three communities in particular, close to my heart.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. You know, on top of everyone being an expert, you hear a lot in government contracting, and we have done that work as well. 8A firm, actually, I'm going to retire out of that program, but people make it seem like it's so easy. Here you are with all the skills, all the experience, but just to try to get into the RFP, RFQ, source of SOT government contracting game, you have to take so much time, and there's so many meetings and there's so many capability statements. You have to go shake hands with this person 100 times. So it's not as easy as people see. It's very capable for those of you who are listening and say, but I heard so-and-so say they got $1 billion. No, they were on a billion-dollar project. I guarantee you, they, if they're on YouTube, didn't get $1 billion, because the people getting $1 billion never show up on camera. You know, and go holler at BlackRock and try to get an interview. It ain't happening. But no, that's beautiful. Give the people, you know, again, where they can tap in your website. Any last words for anybody who's on the fence saying, I wanted help, I don't know. Okay, maybe this is your time. Just like church, y'all, it's double dutch. Just jump in. But give them any of those last words.
Okay, so I want to give to your audience, I have what's called a 21-day love thyself journey. I think that really tapping into loving ourselves is significantly important, because we live in a world that does not give us that love that we need. You know, when you're just watching television, the commercials are telling you how your skin isn't good, you need my product. You know, your mattress ain't good enough, you need my mattress. You know, your internet speed ain't fast enough, you need our internet. And I mean, we're just, and these are small, subtle, you're not good enough, you know, and we need to be sure we're really loving ourselves. So you might say, yeah, I love myself. Yeah, but think about when you are dating someone, when you met your significant other, how much thought you gave to them, how you tried to look good for them, how you thought of all these creative things for them. Do you do that for yourself? You know, we get lost in living and lost in distractions that we're not loving ourselves. And when you take that time and love yourself, it's going to help you be better in every aspect of your life. So how you access that is you're going to text self-love as a compound word to 702-919-4249. It's a private audio podcast that you can, it's going to drip out over 21 days with different activities for you to do to really dig deep into you. And this is really the start of your mental health and well-being, tapping into you, understanding your why, what are you living for, what's important to you. You may uncover some of those stressors that are causing you discomfort in your life. So that's the first gift I want to give to your audience. The second thing is I have an app, and it's called Mental Wellness Unlocked. And in there, you're going to find a lot of resources and things there, and it'll lead you to all the other things that I have going on and places that I'm speaking and that I'm doing. So it'll be a resource for you to start to kind of understand some things about diet and lifestyle and living and mental health. And then the last thing I want to share is, one, so there are certain things you should do as far as your health goes. And one of them is tracking yourself, getting to know yourself. So we talk about self-love, but then when it comes to you and getting to know you and even leaning into our healthcare system and mental health, it's important to know I sleep on average 4 to 6 hours. I have an allergy to gluten. Oh, I find that at 2 o'clock, I dip in my sugar. I only have one bowel movement a week. I mean, just really keeping up with yourself and learning yourself physiologically and how things affect you. And when you see someone like me or another healthcare provider, you're able to verbalize and articulate what is going on with you. So utilize your Fitbit, your Apple Watch, and all of those things, and get to learn yourself physically, physiologically, start to pay attention to your thoughts. And how are you thinking? Because do you say things, this is another self-love thing. Do you say things like, man, I'm so stupid, I didn't even get, those words are powerful. And you're telling them to yourself. So love yourself. Check out my resources. Follow me on Instagram at dr.tiffanymsmith.
You guys have got the game. It's, you know, beautiful to get this information. Links will be in the description for all of that, especially the app. You know, you guys tap in. When you get a gift, take advantage of it. Just see what it's about. It doesn't cost you anything. And I doubt that Dr. Smith is going to hit you through a funnel system once you text her and say, hey, now you got to be a client today. Hey, make sure you pay me tomorrow. If not today. I mean, you know, this is about your mental health. So you tap in, because nobody is above a breakdown. And if you think so, I want you to go do some volunteer work at your food bank shelter. Go to the, you know, wherever you think people who are crazy, what they call crazy, it could be you. So you pray for peace, you prepare for later. You guys, make sure you share this game. It will change somebody's life. Be blessed. Thank you, Dr. Smith.
Hi, everyone. Have you ever been curious about visiting Africa? Which African country were you interested in? Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda, South Africa, Ethiopia? Which country are you interested in? My good friend, Kellen Cash Coleman, came up with a course called My First Trip to Africa that'll guide you through this process. It's only $20, and in this course you'll learn about passports, visas, vaccinations that you need before you go there, as well as a budget, how much the trip is going to cost. He also talks about what you should pack, what you should take with you, how you should travel on a budget. Did you know that $100 is worth 1,000 South African rand and over 10,000 Kenyan shillings? So imagine what you can do with $100 back home. I say back home because I'm from Sudan, I'm African, I already know how it's like. I know that, you know, when you convert Canadian and American money, it goes a long way when you're traveling across Africa. So if you're curious, if Africa is a place that you've always wanted to go, always wanted to move there, Kellen Cash is the person to ask. Check out the course, there's a little preview you can listen to before you actually purchase it. If you're interested in this course, visit www.diversifiedgame.com. Don't miss out.